Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I am talking about another one of the symptoms of inner peace, and this one is number 7. And how I want you to think about it is, can you really envision your life without worry? Just think about it for a second. And that's what today's symptom of inner peace, number 7, is. And it is titled, A Loss of Ability to Worry. Now, I have the symptoms of inner peace in other episodes, but today we're going to just talk about the one, number 7, a loss of the ability to worry. So really think about it. Can you see yourself in your life without worry? It's a good thing to consider, because worry is not something that we need to have in our lives. We have plenty of things that come up, and we're going to tease it out a little bit today, worry and concern. Because who doesn't want to lose the ability to worry? Maybe some thoughts come to mind, like thinking, but we can't go through life without worry. Or who would I be without my worries? That's a big one. Who would I be without my worries? But worry is not really a natural state. Now, I hear you, like you're thinking you don't care about anything. No, concern and care are things that we naturally feel. But worry is fear that has become really deeply ingrained in us. It has actually become habitual, and it runs through our lives without awareness. So this is where we also can bring in our mindfulness piece. If we are being mindful, if we are living in the present moment, we will have a lot easier time of living without worry. Because we can still feel care for things and people, and we can still feel concern, deep concern, but we don't have to have the fear that is habitual and the knee-jerk reaction that we go into worry with. It seems to be totally mindless. We can look at worry as a big habit, something that we have held on to for a long time. And it is very strong, I realize that, because many of us, we have worried even since we were young. We were worry warts, right? But it is not unbreakable. You can make this kind of a change, this kind of a shift to move into something that is more about being concerned, more about caring, and less about worry. It could be that we are confusing concern and care with worry. Often we lump those three things together. And we think that if we are worried about things, if we are worrying, number one, we think that we care, we're concerned, we're showing care and concern. And we also think that we're doing something when we're worrying. It's almost like hand wringing, as if wringing your hands was making the situation different, or that you were adding or subtracting from it, but it isn't. So we often are not doing anything when we're worrying, but we somehow feel like we are. To be concerned about people, to care about others, about the welfare of ourselves, our loved ones, the world around us, is very different than being worried about ourselves, our loved ones, or the world around us. We can be concerned about everything that's going on in the world right now, but we don't have to worry about it. We don't have to use all of that negative energy and let that be what is keeping us preoccupied all day. The difference is very real. And I think that if you start to pay attention to whether you're being concerned or worrying, you can keep those two words in your head. Am I being concerned or am I worrying? You will begin to feel a difference about it in your body. Let your body be your teacher here and let you know, because worry does not feel good in your body, but concern was going to feel different. See if you can notice the difference by just bringing those two words up when you are feeling like you are getting toward being anxious, because worry will lead you into more anxious feelings. So when you feel that coming up, say, is there a way I can be concerned without being worried? Use those words. See if you can tease it out. And I want you to pay attention to how it feels in your body. This would be a beautiful place for you to put things down in your journal as you're kind of teasing this out in your own life. Leaning more and more toward concern will help to move us out of the fear that is just overwhelming. When the fear becomes overwhelming and we're sliding down into anxiety and down the wormhole, we can learn to lean more toward concern. And shifting from the state of worry to concern can happen when you use awareness, patience, and self-love. So this is not a time to be hard on yourself. I'm asking you to look at worry and concern and using those words to tease out the difference. But I don't want you to be hard on yourself if you notice that you are worrying all the time. So use the awareness to see the difference. Pay attention to your body. See where you feel it. Have patience, because patience will let us be concerned without the drive to have to fix it immediately, which is worry and anxiety. And then bring in the piece of self-love, where you are not being hard on yourself for noticing how you have been doing this in the past. Now let's continue on here with the loss of ability to worry. I just want to take a deep breath when I say that, because worry is exhausting and we don't need to do it. We can be so much more productive and have such a big influence on the world if we take our concern and do something with it, because we will have the energy, the resources to do something versus being zapped completely by worry and anxiety over things. So I wanted to take a quick look at some of the ways that concern and worry come about, and perhaps you can begin to see how you could have a life without the ability to worry. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. So concern is generally focused on the well-being of others, while worry tends to be more self-centered. For an example, concern says, how can I help? And worry says, what will I do if something happens to you? Right? That is worry. Concern, how can I help? Worry, what will happen to me if something happens to you? The next one is that concern arises from love and generosity, while worry arises from fear. This is a big one, and this is a wonderful place where we can be teasing it out, because this is where you will feel it in your body. Concern, you will feel concern as love. You will feel that in your heart center. Concern, love, generosity. Whereas worry is going to feel shutting down. It will feel fearful. It will feel negative. It will feel dark. So feel the difference in your body. When you are concerned, you can do that from a place of love. But worry does not allow us to do that, because worry is from fear. So bring yourself back into the present moment, because you can do something in the present moment. You can't do anything in the future. Concern sets us into necessary action, while fear and worry freezes us up or has us run away. Again, this is where you're going to feel it. Concern is, you'll want to go into action, but it will be action from your heart. It will be action from love. Whereas worry is going to have you feel fearful, and it's going to make you freeze. Like I said earlier, you're going to clench down, shut down, or you will want to run away. And now concern also reminds us that we're capable, that we can do things, that there is action that can be taken, or next steps that can be taken, even if they are just planning or touching someone or talking with someone. While worry tells us that we are weak, again, all those negative things begin to stack up, and you're going to feel this in your body. You're weak, you can't do things, what are you going to do? All the questions, the what ifs. But concern will remind us that we're capable and that we can handle this. And I know each of you listening can handle what is coming up for you. I know you can, because you have handled everything thus far. So go with that. Go with the fact that you have handled everything so far, and you will handle this too. You are capable. Concern connects us to the world and other people, while worry isolates us with our doubts. And I know you can feel that one, even just saying that. To be concerned is to be connected. You will want to connect with the world and others. You will want to help. Your heart will feel it. While the worry will isolate you, and it'll isolate you with your doubts, which only makes you go further down the wormhole. That's the trip down immediately, being alone with your doubts. I know you can feel that one. We've all been there, but we don't have to live there on a regular basis. We can pay attention to how we are feeling, what is coming up for us, and how we can move from worry to concern. Worry is considered a negative quality because it puts the person in a worse position where he would be thinking over and over about a certain issue without addressing possible solutions. It's futile, exhausting, it drains time and energy, and this in and of itself raises a person's stress levels. Here we see another example of the fear cycle. Just worry will take you down. It will close you off from concern. It will close you off from your heart. It will isolate you, and you will be living with doubts. And that's a trip down the wormhole for sure. All of this stress leading to more mental and physical health issues. So take a look at life more through the lens of concern, if you can. Bringing this just to your awareness will change things, believe me. And even change your vocabulary to exchange worry out and to try on the word concern. I really would like you to be able to do that simple thing, using your vocabulary differently. Exchange the word worry and try on the word concern and see if that doesn't make a difference for you. You may need to put sticky notes around. You may need to send yourself an email to remind yourself to do that, but do it. These simple little changes that we make that bring awareness in, as to what we are doing and thinking all day, this changes our life. So I hope that you will try this. I hope this show has been helpful for you and that you will make any little changes that you can to be aware, to be in your heart, and to be concerned versus worried. And now for today's quote. Sometimes worrying about the very best way keeps me from doing anything. And that's from Dana K. White. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.